visiting.
Yeah, a lot of shoes to fill. That guy's, he's got a ton. Have you ever seen his shoe closet?
Yeah, I have. They're all over that closet.
It's a lot of shoes. I cannot speak because on this, because I have just as many pairs of shoes. So,
wow.
Hey, how should we get started
before yes,
we talk about everything?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Let's do it.
You go first. How? Well, no, I should go first because I'm pretty sure your weekend was a lot better than mine.
Wait, no, we're gonna. So here we're gonna intro the episode first. So you have to do your rhyme.
Oh man, I'm already messing it up. Jesus.
That's all right. It's like a whole thing. You have to at some point. You're gonna have to make fun of me.
Well, Eric, if you're listening, you're gonna be pretty sad because I'm definitely winning best rhyme this year because this is pretty great. So here we go. Our community had a great week. Grace went to camp and Kaylee's still running in Death Valley. Erica climbed the whites and Donald Trump got shot at a rally. Eric's out of town, so it's time to talk about our honkers. They bounce, they shake, they chafe, and they drive men bonkers. So some women strap them down tight. Some hippies let them hang. Whatever you prefer, sit back and enjoy. This is episode 73.
I love it. And I have yet to get with Eric for him to send me over the file for our music. So here's our music intro. Ready? It's a running mullet. And it's business in the front and party in the back. And business in the front and the party in the back. And we are the party in the back because the business in the front is on vacation. There. How's that?
That was
pretty good. All right. Yeah. So. Marisa, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was not fun. I worked a lot of early morning hours at a job I hate. And then I did spend a lot of time with the girls, which I love doing. And I pretended like I could run. And I went up on the mountain a few times and ran up and over it and up and over it. And when I say running, I mean slogging along. And
yeah,
it was good to get up there, but I'm going through some stuff right now. So
yeah. I appreciate your honesty. That's right. Good.
Yep. I mean, how about you? Your weekend was much better. I've been following you along.
Man, yeah. It was big. It was big and there were a whole lot of titties there. There were a lot of them. It was my annual camp trail running. I say trail running.
What number? How many years is this?
This is year four. Yeah. Yeah. And there's some hikers there too. So not everybody's a runner and that's okay. And 42 campers this year.
Great.
We rent out an entire campground and when there's no onlookers, you know, when there's no spectators, craziness ensues.
It's 42 the most you've had or?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not something that the first few years I wanted it to be big either, because it was kind of like, I don't know that I can handle more than like 12 people.
Cool. I mean, you did it. From what I was reading, you did a great job leading everybody and it fun activities and you got everybody out there and everybody seemed to have a blast. I saw a lot of like blow up horses and.
Yeah, we have a tattoo artist, a friend of mine, Mallory. She is an ultra runner and a tattoo artist.
Ah,
like that's her main gig.
Yeah.
And so she came and she did tattoos. Callie led craft time and we made hobby horses and then we had hobby horse OCR.
Uh-huh.
And, It was so much fun. And I like the first day I had probably like half of the campers checked in and everything. And I was like walking around I'm still setting up stuff, you know, it was still kind of the beginning of the day. And like I walked out on the patio of we have like there's cabins and everything, but there's also like a mess hall, like a big lodge. Yeah. And that's where most of the stuff happens. And I like stepped out to the patio and I just heard laughter. And like, it didn't stop the whole weekend. And that was the best part. It was just nonstop women laughing.
That's awesome.
And that made me very happy.
And what campground was it at again?
The campground is called Camp Golden Pond. It is close to State College.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like centralized for anybody. Yeah. All the Northerners up over I-80 and then all of us down here in the South.
Yeah, know. We had had a person from New York State. So we had all the way up to New York State, down to Maryland, and over to Michigan were the farthest away.
Did you meet, did anybody new come? Like, was there anybody there that were like, hey, who are you? Yeah?
Yeah, we had some new campers. Everybody either knows me personally or is like a friend of a current camper.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's.
Yeah. That's great.
Most everybody I know.
I think it's awesome that you do that.
Yeah.
Probably is a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it from what
I saw. A lot of work. But it's a lot of fun. This year's theme was Dude Ranch.
Yeah. I kind of got the gist of that.
Yeah. And so we'll see what next year's theme is. I've got a couple of top contenders. I haven't picked it yet, but we'll see. And I had a couple of people who were like, we're doing this next year, right? And I'm like,
Do you guys vote on a theme or do you get to, as the leader?
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. This is totally my thing. Like I change the rules as I go. That's the nice thing about it not being sponsored by it. And it's not through any club or anything. Right. I make zero money off of this thing. It's truly just my little creation.
And is food all from the camp, like the campers volunteer, like food, like everybody brings an item of food or how does that, did you get it catered or?
Yeah, we so the gig is, it's a very, very low cost. So it's incredibly low. But the caveat is that you have to bring a food item. And I have a list and everybody signs up for one item. Mm-hmm. And you also have to do a chore.
Yeah.
So we all kind of, that way I don't have to, otherwise I have to hire people to do right? Yeah, I have to hire like somebody to take care of the garbage so we don't get bears and stuff like that. So like there'll be one person will be in charge of the tiki torches and another person in charge of like taking care of the fire and the trash and helping with breakfast. And you could sign up for cleaning up breakfast. And so people sign up for a task and then they also sign up for food that they're going to bring. And then I had a Lacey who is my, we call ourselves like Jay and Silent Bob. Guess which one is Jay? So
you are.
Definitely me. And she's Silent Bob. And so she kind of managed the kitchen and managed all of the volunteers. And we did like walking tacos. So people would bring one item.
Yeah.
And then we cook and prep everything using volunteers. And then people kind of make their own thing. And that way you can have what you want. And we work really hard to cater to our plant-based friends.
Right.
And, yeah, it's very much like a communal effort to pull it all off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm glad it was a success and everybody laughed for 72 hours.
They did. They did. Whether they liked it or not. It was a good time. So tonight I'm really excited about this episode and Eric and I talked about it. And I've been wanting to do an episode about knockers. I've been wanting to do an episode where we just talk about bazoombas because, you know,
like in the back of his head, he's really sad. He's like, not here.
I think he is pretty sad because there's all kinds of words that he doesn't get to use, like tatas and fun bags. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because I think there's a couple of things that we don't hear about very often on these running podcasts. And so we're going to talk about all the things that have to do with chesticles, not just the chafing.
All the words.
Yeah. Yeah. The twins, Tia and Tamara. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Yeah. Mary-Kate and Ashley. So we're going to talk about chafing. We're going to talk about, bras.
We're talking about these things.
Yes. We're going to talk, what are those?
I don't know what they are. Pointless.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We are going to get into that because we're going to talk about nipple piercings and I want to know if they are helpful with nipple piercings. And, we're going to talk about implants too. So I don't know that I've heard it. Probably somebody else has talked about it on a running podcast, but I don't know that I've heard those topics.
Let's just pretend nobody has. We're the first. I like it.
Well, let's just pretend. I like it. Thank you. Let's pretend nobody else has. Definitely, if you were tuning in live, then throw your questions into the chat. Anything, any questions that you have about dirty pillows, and we will talk about them. And so I want to bring on our guests now, and then we'll get into it. And Marisa, I want to talk about your yabos first, because okay, they're large and in charge. But let's bring on our couple of guests, and that way they can talk in on it too. And plus, Laura has a really great laugh. So, yeah. So we have our frolicking ginger joining us, and we also have Purple Haze joining us, and we're gonna talk all about them humps. So Marisa,
yeah,
tell, how long have you had those lumps? Did they, since you were
no.
And
I mean, I was a gymnast, you know, naturally, mm-hmm, kind of flat chested. And the thing is, my boobs aren't actually that big. I have a really, really wide rib cage, really wide. Like my back, okay, is shaped like a swimmer's back. It's very broad. Mm-hmm. So like high school dances, my first year of high school, it's like traumatizing because nothing ever zipped. And there was all these little, all cheerleaders like bebopping around and their tiny little waists and their tiny like zipped up. And I mean, we would look for days and days for a dress that I could zip up, and nothing ever did. And then after that year, things went downhill pretty quickly, but that's a different show. So they were around like the first year of high school, and then then they went away for quite, mm-hmm, some time. And then throughout college, you know, my weight kind of fluctuated back and forth. And then I think when I got pregnant is when they kind of came out to play again. Although, mm-hmm, they are not good feeders. I never was able to breastfeed. It was terrible. My pregnancy was so smooth, both of them. Birthing, like laboring was, I mean, I was in labor for like 5 hours and then boom, I had kids. You know, it was very, very, very healthy pregnancies, but I was never able to breastfeed either one of them.
Yeah. You're one of the few people.
Milk. And it was.
Yeah. You're one of the few people I've heard say that. And I also was not able to breastfeed.
It was terrible.
The nurses eventually came into my room and they were like, so your daughter's going jaundice. Basically she's starving. So we need to,
I had to
give formula.
Like the nurses where I gave birth in San Diego were like, let's get some milk, you know? And they're like massaging the boob and doing whatever they can. And I'm like, look, there's nothing coming out of this thing. Like, they need to give me some formula so I can feed my kid. Like breast, mm-hmm, is not best. Feed my child. Right. So I really pushed the formula thing, which made us go broke, but you do feel a lot of pressure. I felt a lot of pressure to breastfeed my kid. Mm-hmm. And then even now, like I talk to some of my neighbors, like all the soccer moms, and they're like, oh, I naturally fed my breastfed my kid until they were like two. And like, I just, you know what I mean? The people that could feed an orphanage with their breast milk and I like a day and I get 2 ounces, you know?
Right. Yeah. We'd starve our children. I felt terrible. I felt like I was defective immediately.
So did I.
I was a literal cow. Like I would produce and produce and produce. It was ridiculous.
Did you do, we're totally getting off topic talking about breastfeeding, but I remember like reading all about it and like certain things you can eat, even like beer that you could drink that had a certain, like that was made with a certain yeast. And I'm like going out and buying all this crap, you know, and here I am like pumping and getting like 10 pounds. So.
Not me. Jameson, I think he breastfed until he was two. So like,
really?
Good for you.
Lucky. So anyway,
Not everybody's able to do it. Yeah. So after that, then you ended up with these big old bubbies.
Right. Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I They were difficult to tame in the beginning, and now I've kind of figured out how to the right sports bras, the sports bras I like. Mm-hmm. I very rarely wear a regular bra anymore. Okay. I worked from home for so long that I was only going into the office 2 days a week, and then the rest of my time I'm either at home or running, so I'm in a sports bra. Or like a tank top that has a bra built in. And it was just me in my head getting comfortable with the right bra, the right clothing, and the overall issue of just being comfortable with, you know, my body, which I still, you know, that's right. always going to be there. But I'm definitely there, you know, that's where it is. And they don't bother me anymore. I barely notice them. I don't know if it's just I just don't think about it anymore. You know, they're just boobs. You know, I can't do anything about it. I can't shrink my rib cage, right?
Right.
It's always going to be, I could lose all the weight I want, but my ribs are not going to move, you know? So mm-hmm. I'm very happy with them now. Robert's happy with them.
I'm happy with them too, Marisa. For the record, I'm very happy with them. They're lovely.
Favorite sports bra. This Under Armour one is my favorite sports bra because it has a good thick, you probably can't see it, but the back, the straps are really thick and they cross in the back. And I'm also very short, like here. So anything that doesn't have an adjustable strap, it like does this, you know what I mean? And then nothing stays down.
There's no support at all then.
What was that?
There's no support at all then.
Yeah, there's no support in anything that doesn't adjust, but this one doesn't. But they're very thick and it's just built for a short person. I mean, my torso's very short. Like I'm a grape on sticks is basically what I am. Because I mean, we all know that women gain weight in different places and all of my weight, all of it goes right to my chest and my stomach. Nothing ever goes to my ass or my legs like I wish, but nothing goes there. It's just biologically how I'm, what my body does. And I can't change that either, unfortunately. Yeah.
Picturing you as a grape is just adorable.
So. Oh my God. When I was pregnant, it was like an apple on sticks, like walking around. It was ridiculous, but
So when you're looking for a good sports bra, you're looking for thick straps, you're looking for adjustable straps.
Yeah. I'm very loyal right now to this Under Armour one. Yeah. You can pick it up. We have a local sports store here. It's called Dunham's. I don't know if you guys, I don't think it's anywhere else, but they sell them there for a pretty good price. And I'm sure if I got onto the Under Armour website, because I can't do these things. And like this one, the straps are just way too loose. Like my little torso doesn't know how to work with this crap. And the other thing is, and then I'll let Laura take the floor. My chafing issues are not under my boobs like most women. It's my back. Because my torsos are short, my bra and my shorts, short line, sometimes meet. You know what I mean? Like my shorts
are they do.
The bra comes down so low that there's no room there for like skin. It's just just bra shorts. And then I chafe really bad. Like you can ask Monica, because last year Monica at Hackett's, like I was like, you need to get some Vaseline. And I'm like laughing and crying and bloody. And she's rubbing Vaseline like all over my back because I chafe really bad there. And then if you add a vest on top of that, it makes it even worse.
So. Yeah. I think that one depends on the person. I know Steph, if she's not watching right now live, she'll probably listen to this tomorrow. Steph Daniels was asking me about it, and I had heard from a friend that KT tape works really well. So just a strip of KT tape across the back.
You need a lap and, that
long? You have to do it in the morning, like freshly showered, put on the KT tape. I'll let Laura talk about this too, because she does the same thing. You put the KT tape on, but Steph Daniels, I mean, she's with me. Her and I are in the itty bitty titty committee. So I think it's that one. I think has more to do with your sweat and your salt content in your sweat and your sweat rate and your skin and all of that. But that's what she's always done. And I got that from my friend Trish. Yeah.
Interesting.
You have to try it out.
I've seen people do that. I don't.
That's why. But you can't do it later on in the race. You always have to do it beforehand. Otherwise,
I'm so used to just rubbing Vaseline all over the place at different moments.
I mean, it might feel great, but So we have lots more to talk about this. So let's pull in the other two. We'll start with you, Laura. Laura, Frolicking Ginger, who we've talked about plenty on the show, but have you been on the show yet?
I think last year during Heiner, you guys talked to me.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. We did have you on for Heiner.
Yep.
Okay.
So, that was it.
Yeah. It's fun to talk about our adventures because we have lots of fun adventures.
We do have lots.
And one of the adventures you went through is you decided to get breast implants.
Yep.
And so you actually volunteered to talk about it. And I love that because it's like this taboo topic. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And so
I consider myself an open book, so I'll talk about anything really. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us about the process and your thoughts through it and people's reactions and what happened.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I went through about 2 years of breastfeeding Jameson and like, they were just like deflated and like, I just couldn't take it any longer. So I work at Geisinger. So I went and saw a plastic surgeon there and I'm really good friends with his PA. So like I knew she would take good care of me. She's also a runner. So she kind of gets it. So I went and talked with him and like, I remember this, his question to me was, if you were to walk into a room full of your friends and family, would you want them to know that you had implants? And my response to him was, I'd want them to be curious. So I didn't want them too big, but I didn't want them too small, but like, I still wanted to be able to run, you know, like 100Ks or 100 milers and not get in my way. Mm-hmm. And then I knew with Jen, his PA, when she was in there with me, like she wouldn't steer me wrong. So then mm-hmm. I went in and I came out with my first set. So I'll say my first set because I ended up having a revision. Mm-hmm. So my first set was good for about 9 months. It started out the first issue started out with on my left side, my pocket. So I went under my pec muscle. So you can either go over your pec muscle or under your pec muscle. And it all depends on how much breast tissue you have. So like there was nothing. So I went under the pec muscle and the pocket was a little too big. And if I would move a certain way, the left implant would squeak and it would sound like a squeaky shoe. And it bothered the hell out of me.
My dog would have gone crazy. it was
sorry. Like you should put your ear up to it and I'd move it. And then, yep.
Like a seashell, like listening for the ocean.
Like, guys, come here, listen to this.
We used to call it, your flipper because it would flip, right?
Yeah. So the other PA I work with, Jim, like I would tell him all about it. So we named it Flipper, Flippy. So yep, this left implant was named Flippy. So like, I remember one day I don't even remember what happened, but I remember I like stood up and I was like, I got out of the shower or something like that. I was like, something looks off. So I texted Jen, the PA, and I told her about it. She's like, oh, your implant probably flipped in the pocket. I was like, oh my God. So luckily I was able to like flip it back into place. But every time if I would bend over a certain direction or do something, I could feel it start to flip. So I'd have to like back up real quick so it wouldn't flip on me. Or if it did flip, I'd be able to get it to flip back. God, but then
that's weird.
It was it did not hurt at all, but it was a really weird feeling. But I kept it that way for a while because of work and, you know, whatever, running, races, things like that. Mm-hmm. But it got to the point where if I got over a certain distance, I could feel both of them rubbing up against my chest wall. And it was the weirdest feeling, like didn't hurt.
Was it like alien? Like it you was, have yes, something in your chest?
Weird. Yep. It was very weird. So after Eastern States, I was like, I'm done with this. Like, I gotta get these fixed. So then December 29th, I went in and I had them replaced. So we took out the old implants. We had to put mm-hmm. in different brand of implants and slightly bigger to fill the pocket. And then since then, like I haven't had any issues. They haven't flipped and I haven't feel the move at all while I've been running. So there's my story.
I have so many questions.
So go for it.
What's the recovery like? So how long did it take you to get back into running?
So they tell you to take about 4 weeks off of complete running. But I mean, I kind of broke the rules and I got back on the treadmill around a week later. The first time around, I mean, this might be the reason why I, you know, they kind of started flipping was I started running a little bit early just because that's me. But then the second time around, I did take about the whole 4 weeks off, but I did do some hiking and some treadmill walking, but I did not do any running for 4 weeks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how's running with them now compared to how it used to be? Like, what's the change like?
So I think I told you before the thing that got me the most was when I was running, I could see them in my periphery. Hmm. Not that they're huge, but I could see them in my periphery because there's just something else that was there that I'm not used to. Yeah. But then as I got going, like, I don't feel them. They're just a part of me now. I don't notice them anymore.
Yeah, see, mine aren't perky enough for that. Like things, you know, gravity's taken over, right? Yeah.
There's a lot more work that I have to put into it because I do get a lot of chafing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you do the KT tape?
I do.
And it works? But
I do KT tape under under boob.
Yeah.
And I do on my back too, like where my sports bra is.
And it stays on your back.
So Steven, there's a brand of tape that Steven has that would stick even better. But like I use KT tape and that works fine.
What's it called? Luco tape.
Yes. That's what he has. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Luco I will say, Marisa, that you might be short, but like I have longer legs, but sometimes my sports bras and my short line meet.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, Laura. I'm not the only
one. All legs.
I'm 75% legs, so I totally
feel it. It's a giraffe.
There's like my tail line on my stomach is like this big. It looks like a belt, like because oh,
at least you tan, okay? I just low.
All right. I think we'll have lots more questions and I want to get into them. What I want to pull in Purple Haze, Julia, because she's also got a cool story. And I have some questions I think apply to both of you. So I want to bring in Purple Haze. And you have one nipple pierced, right?
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about same thing, like your thought process, like how did you lead into wanting to get your nipples pierced, and then how did it go, and then how did you manage through hiking, running, and all that stuff?
So I originally wanted to get them done because I have one nipple that is completely inverted, mm-hmm. and the other one might as well have been too. It was so small. So I kind of wanted to get them pierced to see if maybe the one that was inverted would flip, because I read about it online that some people's, well, you can at least encourage them to. It didn't work very well. Mostly it was just painful. I eventually took that one out because it got so irritated. Mm. And it was actually right after a run that I took it out. I was just like, it's going to get infected. It's painful. It's red. You know, I've tried, but, I got them done when I wasn't really running. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really having to wear sports bra or anything, or any bra really. The only thing I wore when I got them done was like, lightweight bralettes,
mm-hmm.
just so I wouldn't snag them. But the recovery wasn't that bad. Obviously for the one that didn't ever heal right was terrible, but the other one that I still have is fine.
And how long is the hole like a hole yet? Like, but if you take it out, will it close up pretty quickly or are you good?
The other one closed up like right away when I took it out.
Yeah.
So I don't ever
take Band-Aid over them when you run to like hold down the piercing. I don't know how it works.
I find that it's enough just to have the sports bra
on,
I don't ever put on like nippies or anything.
Yeah.
Now the little, this is the one thing that I've wondered, because there's the little piece of stupid padding in sports bras. But if you have a nipple piercing, like that thing, yeah, that stupid little floppy that never makes it through the washer, it'll end up folding over. Is that helpful with piercings, or are you like, it doesn't?
I hate those things so much. I would immediately throw them away.
Okay. Just checking.
They do look, they do give a little extra cup of support for us gravity victims over here. They do.
Okay.
When they both go to the same side of the bra and you have to spend 10 minutes trying to like reach your fingers in there, pull it back, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah. I have zero need. I have no, there's no purpose at all for me.
I don't use them. I take them out immediately.
Mm-hmm. I mean, knee pads, maybe that might be helpful.
Yeah. There's an idea.
I could put them on my butt. I could like tape them on my butt and give my ass some cushioning.
Yeah. There you go.
The wish.
Julia was with me one time when I fell. I was talking shit, and that's what happens when you talk shit as you fall. You
bounce on your butt then.
I did. I bounced on my butt because my butt is so big that it literally like bounced off the ground.
Well, see, when I fall forward, I bounce off my chest there, Grace. We're like the yin and the yang.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm a part of the itty bitty titty committee, so I won't talk much about this, but I have pretty light sports bras. I go with as minimal as possible. The one thing that I will also say from somebody else who helped me, who's also in the committee, when you're in certain situations, like if you have a lot of chafing and you don't have giant boulders on your chest, you can always just take it off. And for some reason, it just never dawned on me. Like, I actually don't need a sports bra. It's more comfortable with a sports bra. But I've done naked runs and been fine. So for any of you in the committee, if you're like me and just never thought of that, if you have a lot of chafing, you can always just take it off. Like, you don't really need it. You're good.
I'm definitely
to go.
Not in that committee.
I know some people will just wear like a hydration vest and no
right.
Problem. Oh yeah, like that one AI image that.
Oh god, yes. It was terrible. Somebody's fantasy out there. That's what it is. It's a lady with some big old gazongas and nothing but a hydration vest. Purple Haze, Frolicking Ginger, I want to ask the both of you about this, because we're kind of talking about these taboo topics that people don't talk about as much. And people, I think there's some people out there maybe who are very opinionated on the topic. So did you get any pushback or any, I don't know, opinionated people who you had to manage through those conversations or those relationships? And Laura, I'll start with you.
No, not really. I think people were wondering how I was going to run if I actually did it. But I don't know. I never second guessed it because, you know, I felt really comfortable with the doctor I had and having one of my really good friends as the PA, and she'd be able to be in there and be like, nope, that's a little too big. Or nope, you know, a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. But I think that was their biggest concern, is, well, how are you going to be able to run?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like anybody else, just put on a sports bra and go. So I don't know. That was the biggest, that was their biggest concern, was how was I going to run?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it.
So people were pretty friends and everything. They're pretty supportive of you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't think I had anybody ever tell me that they were, you know, strongly against it or anything like that. Cause I'm pretty sure I told you about it for a while, and mm-hmm. Yeah. Ted and some other people, and you guys kind of supported me the entire way. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to see him at some point, which I'm still waiting for that.
Only if you get to see him.
Who's that Seinfeld episode where Elaine like accidentally falls into the lady at the yes.
Right. Real or not?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna have to like accidentally trip sometime when we're running. Oh.
Real or not?
I just want to feel them. That's all. I just want to like poke them. Just like, boop, boop.
See. You should ask Kristen about that. Yeah. If you, like, the next time you see Kristen, ask her.
Yeah. I will. I'm jealous. I just want to see what it kind of like Gak, you know? Remember Gak from the 90s? You just like, it was in this little container and you would poke it and see if you could get it to make fart noises. Yeah. Like, that's kind of what I want to do to your knockers.
Well, too bad they don't make noises anymore. You should have done it last year.
Yeah. There's no squeaky toys in there anymore.
Yeah. Right? I just want to push it around like Gak. That's what I want to do. Just to see what it does.
Oh, God. That's
right. Someday. And then, Julia, same for you, because I feel like you have such a diverse group of friends, like, and with all different kind of backgrounds and beliefs and everything, which is awesome. Did you have anybody who was a little unsure about that or asked you any questions about it?
I haven't still. I mean, I don't really tell people that I have it. So more than anything, my friends just wanted to see them.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. And do you like show your friends?
I mean, if they ask, maybe.
Okay, it's good to know. I'm just checking.
A little more.
Are they like a hoop? Is it like a nose piercing? Do
you know what I mean? Like a bar?
It's a bar. Yeah.
It's a bar. Okay. And that's pretty standard. Like, I think most people get a bar, right? Hoop. And then they might change it to a hoop.
I would be afraid that I would catch a hoop on something.
Oh, that's, yeah, right?
Yeah. Painful too.
I think that would be scary. Now, can you, is Joe listening to this conversation?
Oh, he
is, isn't he? He's like right there. Yeah, I figured he was.
he's going like this.
It's giving you encouragement. That's good. That sounds like Joe. He's always very supportive, like a good sports bra. That's a good nickname for Joe. Good trail name for Joe is sports bra, because he's so supportive. All right. I want to hear any other tips or tricks that any of you have about dealing with your rack, your dairy pillows, your headlights. How do you manage those puppies?
A lot of Vaseline. We have a big stash of Vaseline down there, and you just dig in.
So you dig it, and you put Vaseline like...
I like put it under and then I put it back in my back, like a lot of it on my back. Cause it's not as bad under for me. I don't know why.
Hmm.
And it works. And I carry, sometimes if I remember, I'll carry like a little one, a little compact one of Vaseline and like shove it in my pack somewhere. But it's also, you're coming into an aid station. It's the last thing you're thinking about is getting your little pack of Vaseline and the half time you can't find it. And usually they'll have it. You know what I mean? And you just have to like do it yourself. Or find a stranger and be like, hey, Vaseline my pits up, will ya? You know?
Okay. So what about when in a race, do you change your sports bra? If so, how often do you change it? Like, how do you manage through that? And Julie, I want to ask you the same thing, but on multi-days. So Marisa, do you change your sports bra?
I think I used to have that idea in my head, and then I realized how time consuming that is.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't, and it's a lot, especially if it's if I'm running like a winter ultra and it's cold, I'm not going to want to do that. And then in the summertime, you're hot, you're sweaty, everything's sticking. There's really not enough time, I think, to do a sports bra. Now, last year at Eastern States, I changed everything else. I changed after I crossed Tomb Flats. I changed underwear, shorts, and shoes. But I don't even know if I had to. It rained so hard. Like I don't think it was necessary. But no, I don't typically think about changing sports bra anymore. And usually when I finish, it's like soaked in my blood, which is, you know, fine.
Mm-hmm. I hear Tessie, she had suggested before front zip sports bra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She likes
What's
them.
What's the benefit of that, Tess?
And it's easier in and out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
the zipper actually wears this, like, it doesn't mess with your skin here, the zipper.
No, I have. Well, I don't wear it while I'm running, but they're just a lot easier. Like if you're really sweaty, it's just a lot easier to get it in and out of.
I never even thought about that because I'm like trying to like pull it out my sleeve, you know what I mean, or like hide behind a tree and shimmy it down.
Yeah,
I never even thought of that.
That's why we had to have this episode. This is critical information that we are sharing here, and I hope somebody walks away with something new. So yeah, front zip.
Oh, thank you, Tess.
Laura, you usually switch once, like during hundreds, like kind of the big stuff.
Yeah, I think Eastern. Didn't I switch? I switched three times, didn't I? I switched at Higher. I switched at And I think I switched at Blackwell.
Yep. Yeah. I think so.
Like, you know, big old, like, towel around me, and I would just change. And it's just, I mean, I don't know if I needed to. I probably would have been fine if I didn't, but it was just, you know, I just felt better.
Oh, like, yeah. It does make a difference. I get it. Yeah.
And then during World's End, I switched at Brunerdale.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I probably didn't need to, but you just feel better doing so.
Yeah. And Tess put into the chat, zip bra was actually Mike's idea, and it was a great one. So that was...
Good job, Mike.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Mike is
great.
I love Mike.
Yeah, he does great aid stations.
Mm-hmm, he does.
Now, Julia, you do more overnight backpacking than these two. So overnights, do you... same sports bra between the days?
I think this last trip I went on, I did wear the same sports bra days one and two.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have changed on day three because I had trouble getting my bra dry overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only brought one extra though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing for me.
I don't really chafe with my bra, so... Mm-hmm. It's not something that worries me as much.
Jealous.
Yeah. that's the thing is if I wear a sports bra that's too heavy duty, that's when I do chafe.
Yeah.
So if I wear a yoga bra, like one that just has the skinny straps and everything, then I won't chafe at all. So when I'm on race, when I'm just running with friends, you usually see me in something bigger just because they're cool looking. But when I'm racing, I'm usually racing in a small yoga sports bra because then I don't chafe in those.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Yeah. Less is sometimes more. Yeah. If you don't have a whole lot of, if you don't have a whole lot to hold up, then you might try going for a smaller, lighter, like they have, what are the descriptions of them? It's always like very active or something like that. And one of them is like, easy activity.
Easy access, I thought you were gonna say.
Also, that's the front zip. That's probably why Mike suggested them. It's because of easy access. I think we found the real reason. She put into the chat, I think he just didn't like helping me struggle out of my sweaty bra. So
that he doesn't need to be able to do it, so it's just out quick.
Yeah. He just wants to like, come on, let's get this show on the road. Get those puppies out. I did just fun facts. We have been doing lots of euphemisms for for your Twin Peaks there. But just so you know, there are different euphemisms for you, Laura. One of them is lump-free lattes. Oh. Seedless watermelons.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, wait, that's lumpectomies. When you get a lumpectomy, lump-free lattes and seedless watermelons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's more. And then nut-free cinnamon buns. More euphemisms. People who have a single mastectomy is called the Lonely Mountain. Oh. The fraternal twins. Tip and dip.
I don't like that one.
If you have prosthetics, so this is you. These are the ones for you. Strapped in sisters. I can't believe they're not breasts. Perky portables. Low commitment lady lumps. Oh, these are prosthetics. These are the these are the ones that you place in there temporarily.
Oh, temporarily.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you can buy them. You can buy like
place in where? Like you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Go to Victoria's Secret and you can get like I've heard them called chicken breasts. Like they look like chicken breasts and you put them into your bra and they help fill out.
Is it silicone? Is it actual like silicone?
I don't know if it's silicone. I don't know what it's made out of. But they kind of have the look and the feel. Like imagine you don't ever have this problem. See, ladies of the itty bitty titty committee have this problem sometimes where you purchase a dress that looks amazing in every single way, except the front will have like boning or something like that. And it just like flattens out. Mm-hmm. So you buy these chicken breasts and they'll help you fill out a dress or whatever that.
I have that problem in my hips because I don't have any hips. I'm a 8-year-old boy. So anything that has a hip shape built into it, you know, like a normal
woman. You can get those too. You can get prosthetics.
You can get hips on them.
Yeah.
I don't think running was having any fun.
Okay. And here's your reconstruction. Implant islands, silicone sisters, man-made memories. I like this one. Dairy-free Sundays. And foobies, which are fake boobies.
Oh, I kind of like that one.
I like foobies. And I like dairy-free Sundays. So you have dairy-free Sundays.
That's quite okay. I'm okay with that.
I don't think I have. Let me hold on. I got to click on this to see if I. And then. No, that isn't one. No, that's it. We don't have any for piercings. I wish
we had. Do you have a favorite sports bra? Like I have my little Under Armour. Is there one that you're very loyal to that you like to wear? And what brand is it?
I wear Nike a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big Nike fan. So a lot of my running stuff is Nike.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they work well for me.
Good.
I tried the ones that had like the clasps in the back. So like when we ran the Grand Canyon, I wore that and man, that ripped my back apart. Like
I didn't even know they made sports bras with a clasp in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that would be good for like that distance, but oh my God, my back was destroyed.
Yeah. I have like permanent chafing. Like literally there's always like something it's there. Hard. That's not. Yep. Yeah. Like my skin is just always irritated there. Yep. Like I can show you right now, but you guys don't want to see that. So that would not be a good idea. Yeah.
Au contraire. Julia, how about you?
My favorite sports bras are probably Lululemon or Wazelle.
Good choice. I have not tried Wazelle sports bras, which is crazy to me because I love their shorts and I love their shirts and I love their gloves. I've never tried their sports bra. Oh no, I take that back. I did. I tried a front zip sports bra, but it ended up breaking. And
no.
Yeah, but they were really great about the return. So I still got to give it up for Wazelle. They're a great brand.
Grace, do you have a favorite bra or brand that you're loyal to?
For racing, I have two of the same sports bras made by Under Armour. It's for yoga and they don't make it anymore. And I'm going to cry when they break one day permanently. Yeah. Now, do all of you, I will line dry my sports bras. Somebody told me the other day that they heard you're supposed to replace your sports bras every 6 months, which I swear is just like consumerism gone wild.
That's all bras.
It's
ridiculous. I have bras down there that are like older than my kids. Like happening.
Wait. There, I have some bras that I have like prior to having implants that I still wear, and they're going strong. They're Nike, and I throw them in the dryer. I don't line dry anything.
Really?
Laura, I don't have time for that.
No, right.
Oh, I line dry all of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Weird. I line dry all my sports bras and my a lot of my shorts I line dry too.
Oh.
But I have like a little setup right next to my washer and my dryer, and it's like right there. And
my mom, this is like not a topic at all, but my mom used to line dry everything, and she would take her sweaters and like pull one here and pull aside here and then clip it. And then when it was dry and it came in off the line, you had like little things here from the walking around high school, like with your little
clothes. You had little nipples on your shoulders.
Yes. So my brother calls them.
Yeah, I just hang mine. I don't like line dry them outside or anything like that. Okay. I just have
a wooden rack.
Yeah, I have a wooden rack that's right next to my dryer, so it's really easy.
I mean, I got to get the blood out somehow, so the dryer helps with that.
To get all the blood out. Oh my gosh. All right. Are we missing anything? Do any of you, is it just me, or like guys have bloody nipples? We don't, right? I don't know any women.
Robert,
I don't have bloody
nipples. It so bad, and he uses what I use on my toes, the
squirrel's nut butter?
Nu skin. Well, I use that on my toes every time for a long run to prevent, just as a preventative measure. And it like hardens your skin, but who the hell cares? My feet are gross anyway. It really is very effective. And he uses it on his nipples for almost every run. And it really was
good to try.
But my nipples almost never bleed.
Yeah. Almost never.
I think maybe once I wore like a bad bra. Mm. I remember vaguely. But now it's all just back here.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I mean, I'm fine with bleeding between my legs somehow, but just my chest bleeding just weirds me out. Good luck. I don't know why. I feel like we just bleed everywhere, you know? It's fine. Blood shooting out everywhere. So, yeah, I've heard nippies, squirrel's nut butter, that kind of stuff. Did we cover everything with
Do you guys boobies? Feel your boobies? Feel your boobies.
That's right.
Your boobies. If you're going to get anything away from this podcast,
feel
your boobies. Do it for Amber.
Yeah.
Unless you have implants, then you have to get MRIs.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Hmm. How often?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll be honest. I'm really bad at that, but I know that I would need advanced imaging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once you hit 40, you got to get your pictures done. Get them smashed. Get your boobies smashed.
Doing the MRIs, like the advanced imaging. I can't do just a regular mammogram, I don't think.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a whole, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like having implants, I will say you are predisposed to a certain type of cancer. So like it's low, but it's a little higher when you have implants. So that's something you have to take into consideration too. Yeah. And there is a thing where sometimes people's bodies can, I can't remember what it's called, but since it's something foreign in your body, you can almost have a reaction to it. You just feel sick constantly, and there's certain issues. It's low. It doesn't happen often, but it can happen. So that's also something you need to take into consideration also when you're looking into implants.
Like your body just kind of rejects it. I mean, it's probably the same is true for your piercing, right? Like your body just decides.
I don't think it's as bad as breast implant illness can be.
Yeah, that's what it is. Breast implant illness. Like I've read some stories where people have had it and then they've had the implants removed and they felt 100% better.
Yeah.
So, rare, but it can happen.
Interesting. Wow.
So yeah, if you're considering that, you definitely put in a lot of research into it and weigh the pros and cons.
Yeah. And probably know your genetic disposition.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, cancer does not run in my family. Mental illness does. Which is super obvious. So
I have to start getting mammograms next year because
I'm already a few months back. Colon cancer runs very predominantly on my father's side. So I get to a mammogram and a colonoscopy all in the same month.
Super fun.
I love getting old.
I didn't totally understand this because doctors will push mammograms and colonoscopies, right? And I was reading a book by Dr. Peter Attia, and I don't know, this never clicked for me, but it's one of the few parts of the body where you can see inside without cutting something open. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why, you can feel the lumps, you can get in there with scopes and you can see the lumps without cutting anything open. So it's non-invasive to detect it, mm-hmm. which means that you can detect those cancers typically way, way earlier. And mm-hmm. the survival rate just skyrockets up. So so that's why they push it so much. So get your booty hole checked. Get your tater tots squished.
Get your nipple balloons deflated.
Get your nipple balloons deflated. You know, keep it healthy. I feel like we had a few more euphemisms missed in this, and I just want to pick out a couple of my favorites. Tig old biddies, that's a good one. Pound puppies.
I like that one.
Your pound puppies, sweater muffins. I like sweater muffins. Mosquito bites. That's
I've heard that one a lot.
That's for Steph people. Daniels. Yeah.
Or spider bites.
Yeah, spider bites. Troublemakers. Salt shakers. Goobers. Flashlights. The Promised Lands, bombshells, hand puppets, chest anchors, spheres, girls power puffs, buttercups, knobs, whoppers, pom-poms, and cannons. So there you go. There you go. Goombas.
Goombas.
Now you got mm-hmm. now you got all the names for your chesticles. Well, I hope everybody out there, if you did not learn something, hopefully it was entertaining. But of course, we always close out starting with you, Purple Haze. What do you have happening this weekend?
On the rocks, volunteering.
Yay! Yeah, I was just looking at registration for On the Rocks, and it looks pretty good. We're gonna have some great aid stations, and we're having our Wild West theme, and we'll have a good time. And Frolicking Ginger, what do you have happening this weekend?
I am taking my son to Rehoboth Beach for the weekend.
Oh, so great!
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yay! Wow, awesome. It'll be fun.
Yep.
Supposed to be good weather, Laura. The weather looks great.
Yeah. I mean, that's good, but I'll sit out on the beach with my umbrella. So
she just coats herself in sunscreen. I did not know that they had 250 SPF.
They do?
Until I met her.
I usually just buy 100.
Listen, coat yourself in on 100, and then you have like the whole little beach like tent thing, which I have, and then I extend that with the umbrella, and then that's where I stay. Like, I don't move.
Yeah, she.
I'm out there with like baby oil.
Yeah. I'm playing around in the sun, and she's like a vampire. She
Yep. I'm in long sleeves, my hood up.
Cracks me up. And gingers. You'll be all right. Okay, Marisa, fake Eric. What are you doing this weekend?
We are actually heading to the Poconos. My family, my mom and dad rent an Airbnb every summer. We've been doing it for like since the girls were little. This might be our sixth year. Mm-hmm. And they get really, my dad loves going up there. Like he's had a dream of owning a home up there for as long as I can remember. So it means a lot to them. So it means a lot to me. And it's, aside from Eastern States, it's my next favorite weekend of the summer. So I'm excited.
Fun. That'll be great. And you have registration open for a race coming up.
Yes and no.
Oh, it's open, isn't it?
Oh, Tame the Tower. Yes. Yes, it's open. So get on Open Sign Up. Just Google or just look up Tame the Tower Trail Challenge. It's the inaugural year. It's our first year doing it. The co-race director, she's directed a few other races there in the past, but then there was some political stuff that happened with the park. But the park director now, he's a great guy and he's totally on board. And these trails deserve to be seen. I mean, nobody really knows about them. Grace, you know, because you've hopped on the Horseshoe Trail every now and again, but they're gorgeous any time of year, and they have everything. Some of them are runnable, some of them are technical. You got to go up and down a lot to get some good elevation, but you can still do it, and it's going to be a great time. So
yeah, and where is it?
It's in Mount Gretna, Pennsylvania. So we're at the southern part of Lebanon County. Close to Lancaster, close to York, right outside Harrisburg and Hershey. So I know it's a trek for some of you northerners listening, but I promise you it'll be worth it. And we just solidified swag today. And it's a good one. It's a good one.
Not too far from Philly. So for our Philly runners.
No, we're about an hour and 35, 40 minutes from Philly, depending on time of day. Not too far from State College. Williamsport is a good 2-hour drive. But it goes fast. So
yeah,
come on down.
Yeah. There's good food around there too.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. And now you have to ask me,
Grace, what are you doing this weekend? Sorry.
Oh, I'm volunteering at On the Rocks, which is in York County. That's in Rocky Ridge Park, and Rocky Ridge Park is very, very rocky. And it has like this race, you think like, wow, that was really hard. And then you look at your elevation and you'll do like a 5-mile run. It'll say like 300 feet. And you're like, what? How is that even possible? Because you have to pick up your feet so much for all of the rocks. It is very, very rocky. But that'll be fun. You've been volunteering there longer than I have, because the one year I had a flight that was canceled and I got stuck and I couldn't go. So I think this is only year 3 for me and maybe year 4 for you, something like that.
Quite a few years.
Yeah.
Who puts it on? What group is responsible for it?
This one is Scott Newcomer. It's one of his races that he's had for a long time. And then he pulled it underneath the York Roadrunners and York Ridge Runners banner. Just because within the York Roadrunners, one of the nice things is one of our past presidents was an insurance agent. And we just have amazing insurance. So we kind of pulled some races together to kind of lift each other up a little bit too. All of us race directors can lean on each other. So we have a lot of races underneath York Roadrunners / York Ridge Runners. And so it's one of the races, but he had it, he started that race even before it was underneath that banner. So Scott Newcomer's been doing it for quite a while. Great race director, very old school. He's one of those guys who you see him running around and you think like, oh, well, that's nice. He's getting out there. And if you see his wall of buckles, oh my gosh, guys, then hurt Western States. I mean, all the biggies. Yeah. Cool guy to talk to. So it's always fun to volunteer for him because he gives so much to the trail community.
That sounds like fun. Sounds like a good weekend.
It is going to be a good weekend, and we will, we have some fun stuff coming up. I mean, we are getting dangerously close to Eastern States, which is here in Pennsylvania. And so, Laura, you are running Eastern States. Marisa, Laura, this will be your second year running it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be amazing, and I'm going to be crewing. And Purple Haze, you're going to be captaining aid station. Which aid station are you going to be?
I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm not signed up to volunteer this time.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do.
You're a free agent.
Yeah.
You're a free agent who can be sucked into something.
Yeah.
Marisa, are you heading up?
I am. Yeah. So I booked a cabin months ago, and there's nothing that's going to stop me from being a part of that weekend. Nothing. So we're all going to go up. I'm going to be at registration. I'm helping morning registration, and then I'm going to head out to Tim Flats. And then maybe after I might help with finish line stuff because we'll be there till Monday. Mm-hmm. So wherever they need me, and I know they're looking still, I'll be there. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Fabulous. It's going to be a good weekend, and we will talk a lot about it on the podcast. And not too long after that will be Slopeside Slumber Party. I love that you're representing, Julia. Thank you. which will be the weekend after Eastern States. Registration is still open for Slopeside Slumber Party. If you want to come, it's going to be at night. It'll be a lot of fun. But we do have Eastern States coming up, and I think it'll probably be, we'll definitely have some show time, some podcast time where we talk about that race. So if you are interested in it, if you're running it, that this is where you want to listen in, because we're going to give you all the tips. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining me.
Yeah, man. That was fun.
You did good. You did great. You were a great co-host. I mean, you got to work on your
She wasn't Mr. Grumpy Face.
Yeah, you got to work on your grumpy face. There you go.
Angry at the world.
No, just as entertaining as Eric is, because he's always a good sport. Mm-hmm. And the three of you have also been good sports. I appreciate you talking about this topic so openly, so that everybody can listen in and comment and share and all that good stuff. And I hope to have you all on again soon, because you're amazing. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey guys.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye.